Dropping Our Nets by Jennifer Waddle, read by Ellie Johnson. And as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." They immediately left their nets and followed him. Mark 1:16-18. For a career fisherman, his net represents his livelihood. Every catch of the day equates to compensation for his efforts. A missed opportunity to fill the net might mean losing out on much-needed income. So when we think of Simon and Andrew, the first disciples Jesus called, dropping their nets immediately, we must see their action for what it was, an extraordinary example of obedience. "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." Whatever thoughts were going through the minds of Simon and Andrew at that moment, there's no doubt something life-changing was about to happen. There was a holy pull from the man called Jesus they didn't want to miss out on. In our lives, we struggle to immediately follow the voice of the Lord. Often, we white-knuckle our own nets of livelihood, striving to fill them as full as possible. And each day we fail to bring in the day's catch is a day we fall further behind. It's a constant cycle of casting our nets and hoping for the best. Unlike those first disciples, we're hesitant to drop what we're so invested in. We are uncertain and doubtful. Many questions fill our minds. Is it really God's voice I'm hearing? What does following Christ really mean? Does the Lord really want me to drop everything for Him? As doubt replaces instant obedience, we talk ourselves out of dropping our nets, our goals, our dreams and desires. We hear His voice in the distance, but continue on our way, working even harder to be successful. So what is the answer? Colossians 3:23 reminds us to work with our whole heart as unto the Lord and not man. No matter what career field we're in, our focus should be on serving God, not self or others. Then as He calls us to do something new or different or challenging, we'll be open and ready to go. Fortunately, we have a patient, loving Savior who never tires of calling us to Himself. He pursues us with an everlasting love. He reminds us of what lies beyond our comfortable shores. And when we finally loosen our grip, we are one step closer to dropping everything for Jesus. If you're wondering how you can serve a God right where you are and be willing to follow Him at a moment's notice, here are a few things to consider. View your work environment as a God-given mission field. Seek God daily to know what He has in mind for you. Commit your efforts and success to the Lord with praise and thanksgiving. Ask for wisdom in everything you set out to do. Each day is an opportunity for us to drop our nets and follow Jesus as we mentally prepare ourselves to let go of our endless strivings and spiritually prepare ourselves to go where He leads. We'll find ourselves on the exciting shores of God's purpose through us, and who knows where that might lead.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian prayer meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian prayer meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.